Spencer, Alex Speaker, it's Tango Warden, his strong brother. We all know him, we all heard him speak before. Kuma Man, brother.
I guess it's paying respects to traditional owners, or paying respects to everybody that took the time out of their lives to get here today. You people, at the moment, you are the conscience of this state. You are the social conscience of this state. And to look at it, it's fucking pathetic! This state has no social or cultural or moral consciousness whatsoever. It's been proven. What we hear today, and I pay my respects to the mob on Palm, and the brother, and the honey, and all the family, is one of many. One of many. And the other brothers that are in here, that are standing up today, including myself, could have been another one. 20 years ago, 40 years ago, it was nothing. You were lucky if you woke up on a cell, wringing wet, with nothing on, and didn't remember what happened last night, and still breathing. A lot of brothers didn't continue breathing. A lot of the brothers are still out there without any justice. A lot of mothers, a lot of sisters, a lot of brothers are still out there, nieces and nephews and grannies, still haven't got closure. This is the first time that we've gone part of the way to achieving some closure for those people that will never have a chance to get it. The challenge for us, when you see how a white union in this state, a Labor state, a white union president can get up within hours of a decision and ridicule a system that's supposed to be supporting him. That union and the 185 black coppers that are in that union, was he speaking for them? A white Anglo-Saxon pig stood in front of the cameras, your cameras here, you media, and said to the rest of the world and the rest of this country that this is still a police state run by white Anglo-Saxon pigs. He was voted in there by every police officer in this state to convey their opinions and their directions and their aspirations. The head of the police union, the head of the police union said within 3 hours to every other copper in this state, go ahead, kill some more black fellas, we got the money, we got the lawyers, we'll keep you out of jail. That's what you, as white media, didn't portray to the rest of Australia. You didn't portray the words that come out of that racist pig's mouth to give the go-ahead, the green light, to every other police member of that union to go ahead and do the same. Shame. Shame. Shame on you guys with the cameras for not telling the truth. The union should be disbanded. That man should be hung up and thrown out. He should be charged with racial vilification. He should be charged with inciting violence. Put that on your news tonight, that we want the president of the police union charged with inciting violence, telling his members to go out and commit acts of violence. Because that's the truth, and I'm Bob Aboriginal people, we got to do some real hard thinking. Real hard thinking. I sat at home, I felt ashamed of being an Aboriginal man because the so-called black bureaucrats and every academic around the country were running us down as nothing but women bashers and perpetrators of violence. When we want to act like warriors, we end up with a brother dead. When our men act the only way that we can as warriors defending our families with our hands, none of you media, none of them academics, none of the people that are sitting on that so-called Jackie's council down in Canberra, come out and back us up! When we act like warriors, no one backs us up! It's about time where our warriors go out there and we take them on in our own towns, in our communities, in our suburbs, that we don't get put down. Stop backing them up! Back them up! Because I'll tell you straight, the climate that exists now, we've got right-wing blackfellas, you've got middle-of-the-road blackfellas, and you've got warriors! There's place for each one of them. But when we look here today, and we say to all the other fellas, when you go home, I should have been there. You say, damn right you should have been there. Our so-called bureaucrats in the only state Aboriginal department that we have gave it away. All the senior jackies, all the senior general managers in that department rolled over. The council in Canberra, at the moment, how much you heard from them? Nothing. They roll over. The only thing that rolls over in my camp is my dog.